The president's new Afghanistan strategy will inevitably mean more deployments for troops who've already served in America's wars, and it will mean families at home coping with their absence. Georgie Hanlon is married to an Army captain who's currently on his sixth deployment, this time in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar. Max Hanlon is a company commander with the 2nd Infantry Division Striker Brigade. More than 24 members of the brigade have been killed since they deployed in July. Georgie Hanlon says the separation is hard, but she was pleased with what the president had to say.
I also want what all of the military has been doing overseas to be successful, because the approval rating now especially is so low, which is so...
You mean the approval rating
for the war? Yeah. And I think that for me, hearing him validate our purpose in Afghanistan, you know, essentially saying, no, this is not going to be seen as some colossal mistake, you know, that really resonated with me as an Army wife.
And what kind of reaction are you hearing from other military families to the president's Afghanistan plan?
You know, I know people who are tired of the deployments, tired of the separation and the danger. And I know people who are very supportive and who honor what the soldiers do. And I feel like it's very normal and natural to feel both of those things, because, I mean, my husband's in a combat situation, so there is danger all around him. You know, he's an infantry officer. They're in the Kandahar province. He's in the Argandab River Valley, which is, you know, heavily populated by the Taliban. So you think about these things every single day.
You are living not on a base. You are living off base now. You
right.
have, though, I understand, uh-huh. lived on base during some of your husband's previous deployments. What is the difference?
You know, the difference is, right now I'm living in San Francisco, and my husband and I have a son, a baby son, and so I decided to move back to my hometown of San Francisco for the year while he's deployed. The city in and of itself is pretty, you know, war doesn't really come in even much into conversation here. I can go through an entire day without thinking that our country is at war if it weren't my husband who was over there. And I think when you live on a base, it's everyone's life. You know, people are in uniform around you, so they know your life. You know, they get you.
You are teaching at a school there in San Francisco. You're around a lot of people every day, kids and fellow teachers and parents. Wondering if there's a specific moment where it has struck you how different your situation is having your husband serving over in Kandahar than that of the people around you.
I think what I've tried to do is sort of bring a little bit of my world to them. And I'm working with a few of the schools writing to the troops overseas. And in doing so, learning a little bit about what goes on for military families and for men and women in the military. I've really enjoyed that aspect of working with children who don't necessarily even know that we are at war. And it's very interesting, because when I lived in Savannah and when I lived in Virginia, I mean, it was these children's lives. You know, they understood, they knew, they saw soldiers in uniform roaming around the streets. The dichotomy, it's significant for me, really, just knowing what these children in different areas know.
When you met your husband, you were not from a military family yourself.
Correct. I was not.
So you actually know what it feels like to be, in a sense, in that other world.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. My husband and I met. I had been teaching in a public school in the South Bronx. And even when I returned back to San Francisco after having done that, I sort of felt estranged from the world in which I grew up. And I met Max, who had been in Iraq for 9 months. And he, too, felt that same estrangement. And ultimately, that's sort of what brought us together, our two different experiences. So when we got married and moved to Savannah and he started deploying, I thought, well, you know, I'll teach, he'll deploy, he'll come back, you know, it'll be normal. And I think the joke was on me, because it has not been normal. You know, it's been a very serious almost 4 years for me and for my husband. And I appreciate sort of how it's challenged me, because I'm so much more globally aware, and I know so much more how precious life is than I ever would have before.
Georgie Hanlon is a school teacher and writer and the wife of Army Captain Max Hanlon, now deployed in Kandahar, Afghanistan. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.